This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Video game weapons tend to feel extra special when they're unique. The Master Sword from The Legend of Zelda and the BFG 9000 from Doom are iconic, not just for their immense power, but also because there's nothing like them in their respective games. However, there are certain guns, swords, or explosives that take exclusivity to the extreme, giving players only one chance in a playthrough to collect them. To stand the best chance of victory or achieving a 100% completion rating, make sure you track down all these precious video game items. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 powerful video game weapons you had one chance to obtain. Number 10, Flail of Ages, Baldur's Gate 2. There are a few weapons in Baldur's Gate 2 Shadows of Arm capable of turning the tide faster than the Flail of Ages. If players know exactly what to do, acquiring this beast is a breeze. First, they need to head to Diana's Keep and locate 4 specific flail components. After those parts are brought to Roger the Fence in the Temple District, he'll be able to forge this monstrous weapon. The Flail of Ages effortlessly cuts the enemies in Baldur's Gate 2 down to size, and it interrupts magic attacks, giving spellcasters little chance to fight back. While wielding this behemoth, not even the mightiest golems, dragons, or trolls should pose a threat. That said, it's really easy to lose out on the flail, due to a nasty boss called Torgal in the very last room of the keep. If you leave after he's defeated instead of searching out these components, the multi-headed flail is off the table permanently. Since there's no hint the weapon is only available for this brief window of time, it can be easily missed, especially on a first playthrough. Number 9, A321 Plasma Rifle, Fallout 3. If Fallout 3 players hope to survive in the post-apocalyptic wasteland, they should seek out the A321 Plasma Rifle as soon as they can. A single shot from this energy-spewing gun melts enemies in seconds. Because of its accessible ammo, heavy damage output, and large clip size, this plasma rifle has zero drawbacks. Once obtained, there's little reason to select anything else while engaging in combat. However, this overpowered firearm is only up for grabs after completing the Replicated Man side quest. The mission involves locating an android called Harkness, who's hiding from his creator, Dr. Zimmer. Although the quest isn't difficult or time-consuming, certain actions will have irreversible consequences. Because Zimmer and Harkness want different things, players need to decide who to side with. If you ally with the android, he'll offer up his plasma rifle. But if Harkness is sold out to his master, the A321 is out of the picture. Although siding with Zimmer offers other rewards, they're not in the same league as this amped up rifle. If you're eager to equip one of Fallout 3's best weapons, make sure you team Harkness. Number 8, the Hyperchip, Mega Man X3. In Mega Man X3, the titular robot can enhance his powers by picking up heart tanks, sub tanks, and armor upgrades. On top of that, there are 4 pink capsules that boost X's abilities further. But there's a catch. Once the blue bomber accepts an upgrade from one pink capsule, the other three disappear. Which is a pity, since it would have been awesome if X could have accepted all four power-ups. Thankfully, there is a way, but only if X deliberately avoids the pink capsules. To do so, acquire every item in the game and head to the final stage. After defeating the first mini-boss, drop down the first pit and press into the left wall. If you avoid all enhancements, there's another secretive pink capsule, which endows X with the hyperchip. Not only does this upgrade make X's charged blast much wider, it lets him regenerate health, receive half damage from enemies, use less weapon energy, and perform a double air dash. Number 7, Ice Arrows, The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. After completing the Gerudo Forest in The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, Link gains access to a new area called the Gerudo Training Ground. As our time-traveling hero completes challenges inside this labyrinth, he'll receive a series of small keys. By using these keys on the facility's locked doors, Link will be rewarded with ice arrows, which can freeze enemies in place. However, acquiring these icy projectiles is anything but simple. Link has to be armed with almost every item to complete the training ground, including the Lens of Truth, the Iron Boots, the Megaton Hammer, and the Silver Gauntlets, all scattered across the game world. More importantly, there are two routes to reach the ice arrows, one sealed by 7 locked doors, the other by 8. Since there are only 7 keys to find, reaching the ice arrows becomes impossible if Link goes the wrong way. If this happens, it's not the end of the world, since the ice arrows aren't mandatory to complete the game, but it's still annoying to miss out, since ice arrows are the most powerful projectiles in Ocarina by a literal long shot. Number 6, Satori, Cyberpunk 2077. Firearms are a sensible choice of weapon in Cyberpunk 2077, since they allow V to keep a distance from enemies while dealing damage. Having said that, using a katana is kind of a lot more fun. Swords may not have as much range, but they make up for it in damage output, since they can dispatch baddies at lightning speed, especially when performing a sneak attack. Rather than keeping the best goodies till the end, Cyberpunk 2077's most powerful blade can be located in the first act. However, it's important to emphasize the can part, since the Satori sword is only available for a small window of time. After Saburo is killed during the heist mission, T-Bug will command V to exit. Instead of following orders, V can take the stairs up to the roof, where you'll find 2 guards protecting Arasaka's AV. After defeating the goons, V will find Saburo's katana inside. Since the Satori deals 20% less base damage, it doesn't seem particularly effective, but it also unleashes 500% crit damage, making this mega sword utterly devastating for the rest of your playthrough.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Submachine Gun. Resident Evil Code Veronica. In Resident Evil Code Veronica, Claire Redfield can pick up 2 submachine guns reasonably early in the main campaign. With these rapid-fire weapons, Claire can aim at 2 targets simultaneously, allowing her to mow down anyone who crosses her path. But since we can't have nice things, the mopey Steve Burnside takes these firearms away from Claire shortly after. Because the SMG can tear apart zombies in seconds, it would have been cool to keep them. Turns out, you can. If Claire heads back to the military prison and gives a hemostatic to Rodrigo, he'll trade his lighter for her lockpick. This doesn't seem important at the time, but the exchange has a major payoff. Later, players take control of Claire's brother Chris. When he encounters Rodrigo, he'll offer Chris the lighter, letting the boulder-bashing agent unlock a set of machine guns in the catacombs. Even though there are still plenty of undead creatures to contend with, things should now be easier as you're equipped with 2 boomsticks. Number 4. Lance of Ruin, Fire Emblem Three Houses. Unlike other entries on this list, acquiring the Lance of Ruin in Fire Emblem Three Houses isn't an issue. The problem is keeping the infernal thing. After defeating Miklan in Chapter 5, protagonist Byleth will be able to obtain the prized spear. But after our hero returns to Lady Rhea, she'll take it away. This is a shame, since the Lance of Ruin is an ideal tool, due to its fast range, heightened accuracy, and immense power. If the wielder is in possession of certain crests, the lance can unleash an additional attack or critical damage as well. Also, it looks freaking cool. However, Rhea will allow Byleth to keep the jagged pole if Sylvain is in your party. By joining the Blue Lions, Sylvain will automatically appear on the roster. If the player isn't a member of this house though, they can still convince Sylvain to join, but only while playing as female Byleth. Sadly, the Lance of Ruin can't be permanently kept if even one of these requirements isn't met. Number 3. Iris, Golden Sun, The Lost Age. In Golden Sun, The Lost Age, our heroes can locate the summon tablet inside Animos' Inner Sanctum. After acquiring this tablet, players can call upon the most powerful ally in the game, Iris. If summoned in battle, Iris will blanket the area in destructive light, which is pretty handy while facing some of the tougher bosses. Unfortunately, the door to the Inner Sanctum can only be opened after our heroes collect 72 little critters called Djinn. The problem is, the game only contains 44 Djinn. So what about the other 28? Well, this is where things get tricky. The Lost Age allows data to be transferred from the first Golden Sun by using a password or a game link cable. To enter the Inner Sanctum, players must hunt down every djinn in the previous game, transfer the data to the Lost Age, and then find all the djinn in this game too. If a single djinn in the first installment is missed, the iris can't be obtained. Sadly, many players had no idea they needed to fulfill these requirements to gain access to the Inner Sanctum, and as a result, few Golden Sun fans have had the satisfaction of unleashing Iris in battle. Number 2. Bolt of Grand Sacks, Elden Ring. Elden Ring players can find the Bolt of Grand Sacks in Laendel after beating Godfrey. Once the Elden Lord is dead, players need to ride the elevator down, where they'll see a gigantic spear jutting out of the ground. This eyesore is the size of a building, so it's pretty hard to miss. Although the Bolt of Grand Sacks rests on this spear, it often goes unclaimed, since the weapon can't be seen from a distance. Only by hopping onto the spear and exploring the top can the legendary armament be retrieved. The Bolt of Grand Sacks is an astounding weapon, dealing plus 20% damage to dragons and plus 10% damage to ancient dragons. As a bonus, it can also unleash an electric projectile at enemies from afar. But since this is a From Software game we're talking about, fans new claiming this godlike antique couldn't possibly be easy. You see, the Bolt of Grand Sacks can only be gained so long as Malekith the Black Blade is still alive. Once he's defeated, the weaponized Thunderbolt vanishes into thin air. Unfortunately, most Elden Ring fans learned this tidbit the hard way. Number 1. Excalibur 2, Final Fantasy 9. On average, Final Fantasy 9 takes almost 40 hours to complete. But to obtain the game's most powerful weapon, Excalibur 2, players must reach the gate to space in the final dungeon in under 12. Somehow, performing this feat is even less fair than it sounds. Firstly, you need to skip all side quests, meaning you miss out on helpful items and weapons. And because some battles can drag on through no fault of the player, resetting at the nearest save point is a must if a single fight takes too long. More annoying still, FF9's long-winded conversations and FMV sequences can't be skipped, and pausing doesn't stop the timer from counting down either. Worst of all, the PAL version of FF9 runs slower than the Japanese and American versions. As a result, those playing on a European system had an exponentially harder time acquiring the sword. Fortunately, the quest is much easier in the remastered version, since it includes a speed-up function. Nevertheless, obtaining such a godlike weapon is a tall order, and because the requirements are so tight, most gamers won't even bother, knowing they'll miss their chance forever once the runtime goes 1 second over 12 hours. That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment section if you know of any other powerful video game weapons that you've only got one chance to obtain. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my X account where I'm at Jess McDonald, but make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more gaming goodness.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.